days of August and the first days of September are a time of planetary partings. In the morning sky, we have Venus and Jupiter pulling apart after a close encounter on August 18th. Venus is now getting serious about circling behind the Sun, and all we can do is watch it fall. But Jupiter is getting higher as Earth gains on it in the orbital race. At the beginning of September, Jupiter is rising 2.5 hours before the Sun, so it's already fairly well up in the east, an hour before sunrise, when it would be good to look. Venus is way below it, and despite its brilliance, it's getting hard to find as it drops into the Sun's foreglow. But if you're up by around 3:30 these days, you get a sneak peek at those gorgeous winter stars. West of Jupiter, there's Orion, who's hard to miss, what with his belt of three stars and the sword hanging down from it, and, of course, Sirius, the brightest of stars. That's below Orion. Jupiter and the winter stars are coming up earlier every morning, and soon they'll be rising before midnight. Late this fall, they'll be back in the prime viewing hours of mid-evening. Currently in the evening sky, we have a second pair of planets undergoing a separation. Mars is moving eastward and at a pretty good clip against the background of stars, and this carries it away from Saturn. The two planets are rather low in the southwest after nightfall, and in the last week of August, Mars glides right under Saturn from west to east. On the 25th, they're closest, about 7 full moon widths. Mars doesn't stop, of course. It keeps right on going on its way to a rendezvous with Antares, the bright red star in Scorpius. On the 31st, we get a fat crescent moon next to Saturn and Mars. Saturn is the most western of the three, and Mars is the lowest. So if you have trouble telling these planets apart, the moon, once again, makes a great guide. Also in the west, though farther north and much higher than the two planets, you may have noticed a big, bright star. That's Arcturus, the brightest star in Bootes, the herdsman. The constellation Bootes is shaped like a kite, and Arcturus is near the base of it. At this time of year, the kite appears to stand almost upright above the western horizon, with Arcturus anchoring it, almost as if the weight of the star were dragging the kite down. And here's something to put on your calendars. We've had so-called supermoons the last 2 months, and September has the third and final one in the series. This full moon will be the third closest of the year, and it happens on September 8th, so don't miss it. In the news, astronomers have found the two most distant stars ever discovered in the Milky Way galaxy. Both are red giant stars, getting near the end of their lives in the same manner as the Sun will eventually. The farther one is in the constellation Pisces and almost 900,000 light-years from Earth. When you consider that the Milky Way is just about 100,000 light-years across, that's nearly 9 diameters of the galaxy away from us that this star is. And it's 33 times farther from the center of the galaxy than we are. The other star is 780,000 light-years away in Gemini. The big question now is, what are these giant stars doing way out there? One intriguing possibility is that they may have originated in one of the Milky Way's satellite galaxies. And only more research will tell. That's all for now, and happy star watching.